UAE. The United Arab Emirates said that it would withdraw its remaining forces from Yemen, hours after Saudi Arabia backed a demand for Emirati troops to leave the country within 24 hours. The announcement followed a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on the southern Yemeni port of Mukalla, which Riyadh said targeted a shipment of weapons linked to the UAE. The strike represented a sharp escalation in tensions between the longtime allies, whose interests have increasingly diverged despite years of close coordination in the region. The UAE Defense Ministry said it had ended the mission of its counter-terrorism units in Yemen, the last remaining Emirati forces in the country. It said the broader UAE military presence had already concluded in 2019 and that the remaining personnel were limited to specialized counter-terrorism roles carried out in coordination with international partners. According to the ministry, the decision to withdraw was taken after a comprehensive assessment of recent developments. The announcement came after Saudi Arabia described its national security as a red line and accused the UAE of encouraging southern Yemeni separatists to launch military operations that reached close to the kingdom's borders. Saudi Arabia and the UAE were once central pillars of the coalition formed in 2015 to fight Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement. However, frictions grew as Abu Dhabi-backed southern separatist forces seeking self-rule, while Riyadh continued to support Yemen's internationally recognized government. Those tensions spilled into the open this month when the Southern Transitional Council launched a surprise offensive against Saudi-backed government forces, breaking years of stalemate and claiming control over much of southern Yemen, including the strategic province of Hadramaut. Saudi Arabia warned the STC against advancing in the area and demanded a withdrawal, but the group dismissed the call. On Tuesday, the coalition said it struck a dock in Mukalla used to provide foreign military support to the UAE-backed separatists. Yemen's Saudi-backed presidential council head, Rashad Al-Alimi, issued an ultimatum for Emirati forces to leave within 24 hours and later imposed a temporary no-fly zone along with sea and ground blockades on ports and crossings. The UAE said it was surprised by the airstrike and maintained that the shipment targeted did not contain weapons and was intended for Emirati forces. Abu Dhabi also called for restraint, urging that recent developments be handled responsibly to avoid further escalation. Saudi state media said the airstrike caused no casualties or collateral damage. Footage aired by Yemeni state television showed smoke rising from the port and burned vehicles at the site in the early hours after the strike. Despite the growing rift, the STC leadership said the UAE remains a key partner in the fight against the Houthis and rejected orders issued by the Presidential Council, arguing they lacked consensus within Yemen's leadership.